The following is a preview of the Crusade Channel's Mike Church Show. To listen to this entire amazing original presentation of the Crusade Channel commercial-free, purchase a Founders Pass membership for as little as 26 cents per day at crusadechannel.com. Failure to do so ensures the demise of the free world, the likelihood of Jeff Bezos selling you Soylent Green, and the financial security of the liberal media you claim to despise.
Really?
Yes, really.
So, what are you waiting for? Bernie Sanders to actually get elected? Go to crusadechannel.com, click the join button, and buy yourself a Founders Pass membership. Log into the site, download the complete version of this show, and then, how does the judge say it?
How about a fresca?
Enjoy your fresca. Having saved the free world and proved you actually do despise the liberal media and are now part of a real crusade. The Crusade Channel. King size truth. From radio-sized speakers.
Now, you could be on the side that says, yeah, radical wackos like you, Mike, who shouldn't be talking about these things, they should be reserved to priests and bishops. Well, you know, I'd be happy to let priests and bishops talk about it if they'd only freaking do it. And since they're not going to do it, then we're going to have to fill the gaps in. Papa Francis. The obviousness, writes Skojec, of how threadbare this illusion has become makes itself clear when Weigel suggests in August of 2018 that the American Catholic Church entered a halcyon period following World Youth Day in Denver in 1993. If that's not a joke, I don't know what is. What happened after 1993? Oh, we got the Star Wars mask, we got the Halloween mask, we got the clown mask, we have the regular Jimmy Buffett mask with men showing up in Crocs with no socks, cargo short pants, and Hawaiian shirts. We have ushers who are greeting people at the door wearing the same costumes. We have an absolute total lack of reverence toward the Blessed Sacrament. We have people standing there smacking lips, macking down on each other, slapping high fives during the pox. Well, the host is exposed. It's on the altar. It's right there in front of you, and you turned around and slapped somebody a high five. Hey, man, how you doing, bro? Yeah, the saints are going to do it today. Or, yeah, after the Blessed Sacrament is left in the, if this church has a tabernacle, and sometimes they just, you know, we don't need a tabernacle in here anymore. That's old school fuddy-duddy garbage. We don't need that. We moved it over across the hall to the rectory. Yeah, you can go adore it if you want to. Why you'd waste your time doing something like that, I have no idea. So if there is a tabernacle, what do you have at the back? Instead of moving it down into the narthex, what do you have? What is that? What made a church that fit that modern America? You should love the fact that they're going. We'll talk about that in a moment. So George Weigel thinks that we're in the halcyon days now of American Catholicism. Well, if this is as good as it gets, well, then I am going to go join the Church of the King across the street because they have a prosperity gospel. Well, at least I can go to, you know, work out my salvation with fear and trembling and be driving a brand new BMW, add a couple thousand square feet to my house, screw all this asceticism and mortification and all that. What in the hell is wrong with me? Why am I doing it anyway? Why are you doing it? Weigel dons his rose-colored glasses while he cheerfully writes, World Youth Day 1993 was not just a triumph for John Paul II. And for now, Cardinal Stafford and his team, it was a turning point in the history of the Catholic Church in the United States. And its effects are still being felt on this silver jubilee. Before World Ute Day, 1993, too much of Catholicism in America was in a defensive crouch, like too much of the church in Western Europe today. After World Ute Day, 1993, the new evangelization in the United States got going in earnest. Mitter Weigel, where might I find this new evangelization? Oh, all the Catholic moms are taking a yoga class today and doing some Yanni chants afterwards. Oh, that's the new evangelization. I forgot. Silly, stupid me. As Catholics who had participated in it brought home the word that the gospel was still the most transformative force in the world. Before World Youth Day 1993, U.S. Catholicism was largely an institutional maintenance church. With World Youth Day 1993, Catholicism in America discovered the adventure of the new evangelization. I don't want an adventure of a new evangelization. I want to go on a pilgrimage to enjoy and benefit and get the graces from the old evangelization. What was wrong with it? You know, there's mention today of St. Therese of the Cross. Is that right? St. Teresa of the Cross, who began life as who? Trivia question. Who does St. Teresa of the Cross begin life as? Your time starts now, Roger. St. Therese of the Cross. Who does she begin life as? Your time starts now, Roger. Best of luck. All right, that's enough. A Jewish girl born Edith Stein, who not only did she become St. Teresa of the Cross, and was one of the holiest women in all of Germany. Oh, by the way, hey, a yoga pant wearer, cargo short pant dude, Pope John Paul II fanboy and girl, oh, and Papa Francis fangirl. Why do we acknowledge